Hey,
Woo-hoo!
all I want to do is do a zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Some folks been hitting you up, LZ, with suggestions for celebrities in their 50s aging well?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is the perfect song for it, too, which is why it's on my, you know, list. It's for Snake Draft. I got a message here from, looks like it's Haru Shikai. Please forgive me if I'm mispronouncing your name. Just one word. Halle.
Yeah.
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Halle. Mark Davis says Kate Beckinsale. You know,
yeah. Underworld. Oh, that's Ireland's girl. John Ireland has said many times that he will leave Lisa for Kate Beckinsale if given the opportunity. Lisa's not worried. Lisa
as well,
is not,
should not be.
She is not losing any sleep over this possibility. Yeah, Halle Berry. Halle Berry looks pretty amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
We were talking before, Daniel Craig looks pretty great for 52. Jason Statham, Brad Pitt's 52. Brad Pitt's aging pretty well. You don't think so?
He's getting a little weathered. He's getting a little weathered.
He wears the weathered well. I think he wears it well.
He's like a leather bag. You know, it's still good, but you know, it ain't new.
All right. So you like the new. You like the shiny and new.
You know, my favorite of it.
You don't have to be shiny and new, but I don't need to know that you've been through, like, you know, multiple airports over the course of your career either. You know, just somewhere in the middle.
My favorite, 53 years old from the Bronx, New York, Stacey Dash. She looks amazing.
I don't care about all that.
I don't care about her political views and all that. Just you do you.
It's not even just the politics. She's nuts. Like she's crazy.
I was gonna say she's,
that could be sexy,
man.
No, this is
even better.
She's flirting LZ with Jeep on fire crazy.
she's the kind of person that you'll wake up at like 7 o'clock in the morning and she's boiling hot dogs and you don't know what the hell's going on. Like, maybe you okay? Or I just wanted a hot dog. Maybe it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Or you wake
boiling. No, baby.
It's a little too close to Fatal Attraction boiling that rabbit.
Exactly.
Or like you wake up and she's just staring at you. Like you wake up and she's just got like a 3-mile stare directed right at you when you wake up.
And it's a, like, ooh, and it's
that,
a blank
that turns
stare.
Me there's on. No, like that.
It's a blank stare though, Raj. It ain't there's no twinkle in her eyes. She's not smiling. It's just a blank stare. She's staring through you. And there's like somebody on the other side, like a ghost or something that she's looking at.
Oh, I'll leave Stacey alone. She might be listening.
LZ's hearing, Raj hearing all this, he's like, anybody got her number? Anybody know how we can get in touch?
Am I wrong, Jorge? A little crazy goes a long way, doesn't it?
Oh, sí, amigo, sí.
See?
But a little crazy.
Happened to you, though? Have you ever had that, though? Because it's unnerving.
Yes.
I've had it.
Yeah.
It's unnerving.
Yeah. When you, like, wake and you up wonder how long they've been staring at you.
Yeah. Yeah. You're talking about the boy.
Yes.
I remember years ago. I remember years ago, this girl that I was seeing woke me up in the middle of the night and was like, you need to leave. I'm like, you know, I'm crying. I'm like, wait, what? And she's like, I'm like, what? What? What's going on? She's like, I had a dream.
Like, she's like, Brian's coming home.
She's like, I had a dream and you did something in this dream that was just so wrong. I can't deal with it. And I'm like, I'm like, it was a dream though. I didn't actually do this. She's like, well, but it's just typical of something you do. And I'm like, well, no, it's not typical of something that I would do because I didn't actually do this. Like, this was a dream. This didn't happen. And she insisted that I left and I did leave. And, that's where it all ended, gentlemen. That's where I realized there is such a thing as too crazy.
She had a dream you did her wrong, and so she woke up and made you apologize. That's kind of gangster, actually.
She did. She did. You know what? She didn't even want the apology. If she had just asked for the apology, I might have gone along with it. She skipped the apology and went straight to get out.
Wow.
Get out of here. Which,
rude awakening. Wow. Rude awakening.
Did she tell you what you did in the dream?
No. She never even told me what I did the dream.
So you have no closure.
Nope.
You have no closure.
No closure. Dodgers, though, by the way, have some closure, at least in a one-game sample size. 8-1 win over the hated ones, the Giants, yesterday at the Ravine. The Mookie Betts era is upon us, LZ, and it was pretty fun. Like, he looks like he's going to fit in with this organization for a long time.
Listen, the thing that I love most is that he was enjoying the moment. He was enjoying himself. He was happy to be a Dodger. And some things you just can't fake. And when I saw the quote when he was asked when he signed his contract about whether or not if the Red Sox had offered him the same deal, if he would have stayed, his response to that question wasn't one that gave me a whole lot of confidence. You know, it was sort of like he sort of said it was an interesting question, but he didn't say yes or no. You know, which led me to believe that maybe this was just about the money and not about being a Dodger. But then watching him yesterday, he just looked so freaking happy. I found myself smiling because he was smiling. And when you know that someone is happy to wear the uniform, repping your team or repping your city, and that guy's a good player and a good dude, and oh, by the way, he's going to be here for a very long time. It was a beautiful night, man. It was beautiful. And yeah, you know, I would have preferred, and you guys know I love me some Kike, but I would have preferred if Mookie's first night was Kike's night. You know, that would have been like the perfect ending to the story, right? He's smiling everything, and he's the one that's going 4 for 5 with the 5 ribbies, and right out the gate, we're like going, see, this is why we signed him. It didn't turn out that way, though he still had plenty of moments that reminded you why he's like considered one of the top 3 players in the game, if not number 2 definitively. He had enough of that. You saw the speed. You saw the flashes of defense. You saw the base running. He got a hit. So, you know, you saw the things you needed to do to feel good about it. It's just for the storybook ending, in order to get Disney or Pixar to make a film out of it, it needed to have been that Kike night. And I'm sure he's going to have plenty of nights like that. And Kike is going to have nights like Mookie had. And that's just the spirit of baseball. But overall, it was just a great night. And man, when that starting lineup was announced, I was like, there ain't a pitcher in Major League Baseball that wouldn't fear this freaking lineup. Because there's not a break in sight, man. Not a break in sight.
Jeff Passan, who covers all things baseball for ESPN, had a really good comparison when talking about the Dodger lineup and why it should scare the hell out of the rest of the league.
The argument in favor of the Dodgers is this. They have a lot of talent. And they have not just a lot of elite talent, but they are incredibly deep. Like, they are just loaded with guys. And here's the crazy part. If August rolls around and someone has gotten hurt and maybe they don't have a backup for him, they've got the prospect depth to turn around and trade someone to try and fill that potential hole. You know, we talk about how the Yankees are the Death Star. No, the Dodgers are the Death Star. The Dodgers are also a team that have not won a World Series since 1988. So they are ready. They are hungry. And this signing of Mookie Betts really dovetails with their plan.
And I love that Death Star comparison, LZ, because, you know, Star Wars geeks like us will note, yes, the Death Star was awesome. It was also blown up twice. So there were weaknesses. But you look at this Death Star, and maybe there's a weakness to the Dodgers, but I don't see it. Like, I don't see it right now in terms of what could take this team apart over 60 games. I mean, maybe you worry about the bullpen. But, you know, the Dodgers have managed to get pretty far, even with bullpen issues. And in the meantime, that lineup is going to be so hard to deal with. You wonder if maybe the Dodgers offset that bullpen by just not putting themselves in situations where the bullpen will matter as much.
Well, even if they're down, do you feel secure if you're an opposing manager, if you're an opposing team, if you have the Dodgers down 3 in the 7th inning, do you feel good? Do you feel like you just need a couple more outs and you're all right? Because you shouldn't. You shouldn't. We saw them explode for 7 runs in 2 innings last night. It was like plop, 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 bam. Bam. 7 runs in 2 innings. And, oh, by the way, the only guy who you can say really had a legitimate great night at the plate was freaking Kike. Everyone else was just kind of solid. Not great. Not like, oh, my God, this is like a landslide by any stretch. Just solid, timely hits. Boom, 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 boom. You look up, 7 runs, game over. And we can expect that often. And here's the thing that's really cool about all of this. This is the thing that, as if you're a Dodger fan, you're going to have to be really excited about, is that they're not depending on 1 or 2 or 3 bats to have that explosion. Kike Hernandez was the guy last night. Who the hell knows who's it going to be tonight? Who knows who's it going to be tomorrow? That's how deep they are. We don't know if it's going to be leadoff. We don't know if it's going to be the designated hitter. I mean, we don't know who's going to be the catalyst for these runs, because everyone who steps up is a game changer. Everyone.
Well, you mentioned,
it's incredible.
You mentioned, too, the DH. I mean, it's just one more spot where if you're the other team, you don't get a break. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, really, Dave Roberts was going to be having to make these decisions, you know, about, okay, how do I leave this guy out of the lineup? I want to put this person in, but, you know, the matchup doesn't work. Or, you know, I can't take Cody Bellinger off the field. I can't take Mookie off the field. That DH slot gives you one more place to put all these different bats that they have. Like, you just don't get a break if you're facing that lineup. So that gives me a lot of confidence, even with the bullpen still being something that you might have concerns about with the Dodgers. This is something that can directly offset it. And again, the Death Star for the time being feels apropos, because it's just this big, ominous, overwhelming force that you're going to be staring down, feeling like you're a little X-wing fighter, like trying to figure out what the hell to do with this thing.
You know what? I got a bone to pick with our company. And it's not a big bone, but it's a bone, because this East Coast bias thing is driving me crazy. At the top of ESPN.com are the Red Sox. You scroll down a little bit more, it's Washington versus the Nationals. You keep scrolling, and I still can't find the Dodgers. What is that? What is that? I don't bias. See the Dodgers on the home screen until there's a story from Jessica Mendoza breaking down the top 5 positions, and there's a picture of Mike Trout and Mookie Betts. Are you kidding me? This is the best freaking team in baseball, people. They should be up higher on the home page for our website. I understand that you know, a lot of you guys love your Yankees, and that's all fine and dandy. They didn't even finish the damn game. The damn game was 6 innings, dog.
No, it's... Look, this is what we deal with on the West Coast. You deal with it as sports fans. You deal with it as a team. And I'm sure in some ways, Mark Anthony Kay, midfielder for your LAFC, has experienced that East Coast bias. We can talk about that with him next, the Mac attack coming up. So we will talk with Mark Anthony Kay. LAFC and Portland fight to a 2-2 draw, both advancing into the knockout phase of the tournament. And next game for the LAFC, Seattle Sounders, Monday, July 27th, 8 p.m. Pacific time. That game obviously can be heard right here on 710 ESPN. We're going to be joined momentarily by Mark Anthony Kay, midfielder for your LAFC. And we can learn too, LZ, has he experienced the East Coast bias? Because it is ridiculous that the Yankees are leading ESPN site. They did not even play a game.
Didn't even finish. Freaking got rained out 6 innings. That's some BS.
That is not an official game. It does not count for the records. The Dodgers.
I mean, how are you going to have an abbreviated game in an abbreviated season?
Well, I mean, look, all joking aside, man, like that's got to mess with the league. Like they got to be figuring out, okay, what are we going to do with this? Like, how do we actually do? We have so little time for the entire season. Like, there are only so many makeups and rainouts and all that, that you can even afford right now if you're baseball. Like, the logistics of it, they've got a homeless Blue Jays team right now that they're trying to contend with. Like, the Blue Jays are homeless.
Canada.
Like, They would say, "Oh, America."
Yeah.
They would actually say, "Don't blame us. You know, this isn't our fault. You know, you guys look in the mirror, pal." But trying to figure out this makeup for the Yankees, like in a season like this, that's no joke.
True.
I mean, do you remember how hard it was? And this is before everything ended up getting suspended. But how hard it was for the Lakers and Clippers to find that makeup date for the game that got postponed in the wake of Kobe's death. And I remember, like, there were some fans complaining that it put the Lakers in a position where they were going to have to go back to back to back. And they thought it was unfair to the team. It's like, look, you have no idea how hard this is at a venue like Staples to find an open date. And then you have to juggle all these other teams' schedules. Like, that's hard to do under normal circumstances, much less what baseball's dealing with now. So yet another reason that you should be focusing on the Dodgers and not the rainout season.
Yeah, listen, everything about this year is going to be weird, right? And we're going to have to stop, and we will, but we're eventually going to have to stop comparing what we have to what we've always done. And all we can do is try to hold on to as much as what we've always done as possible and allowing for grace for the things that we have to adjust. Now, I know that may sound like I'm being hypocritical because I was against the expanded playoffs. The only reason why I'm against an extended playoff is because that's not about adjusting to a new reality. That's just about you trying some new-ish to make some money. And that's different.
Yeah, but the money's part of the new reality, though. Different. The money, though, is actually part of that new reality. Is, you know, we're losing income. We lost a ton of income during the pandemic. We need to try to get as whole as possible. I think that's actually part of the same thing.
Well, everybody's lost a ton of income. You know, I've taken pay cuts. I'm sure a bunch of people have taken pay cuts and not been furloughed. So it's not just owners that have lost a lot of money.
But you would try to make it back if you can. You look to make it back.
Well, I have been considering going back to the poll. That is true.
Well, look at you, J-Lo.
Well, you know.
Look at you. How are your upside-down moves?
Well, I got to first deal with this taco meat on the top of my chest. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to season it or shave it off. Got to figure out which one.
You know, this is both a compliment, and a total backhanded compliment. But of all the front-facing folks at this station, you are by far, I think, the best candidate to hit the poll. I think by far you're the one that people would most want to see least objectionable on that poll.
Have you met Raj Groves? Have you met Raj Groves?
Yeah. I think I got some poll skills, Andy. Every now and again I walk by a poll, I just try it out just in case. You never know what's going to happen with the sports in a pandemic, so I've been on the poll lately.
Okay, I consider you a strong second, Raj, but I really do think that all things considered, if you take in the entire package, so to speak, I think LZ is going to – you know what? I'm going to put up a poll.
You're going to put up a poll?
You know, we'll have to have a poll off one time. Coming to the stage from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, Raj, I was going to say, I know you've thought about this. What's your answer name, Raj? I know you've given this some consideration.
I have not thought of this, but I will. That's a good point. If I'm going to consider this career, I need to come up with a stage name.
Welcome to the stage. All the way from Philadelphia. It's the one and only Raj.
Like, what's the male equivalent of cinnamon? Because a lot of these girls are named cinnamon. Like, what's
I didn't realize that cinnamon Canelo. Had a gender.
Canelo.
I didn't think cinnamon had a gender.
Canelo.
What gender cinnamon. Is my salt? And is it different than pepper?
Cinnamon
what are you talking
Spanish,
about, Andy?
Cinnamon in Spanish is canela. So the male version, it should be Canelo.
Canelo, okay.
Canelo.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Yeah. Like that. By the way, you want to talk about an event that we can do at a station that people will watch. Like we will draw some numbers. The poll off between LZ and Raj. I guarantee, folks are watching that.
Wait. Yeah, what do you think I was doing in that gated community behind the gates? I was practicing on the pole, waiting for this day.
I'm just glad you're not the program director. That's all I'm
Raj, like, I've been Raj is dreaming of this moment where he can become a big, bright, shining star. This has been
I think Raj that's Mark Anthony calling now.
Oh, thank God. We need to get off this conversation. This thing is all off the rails.
Mark Anthony, by the way, is recovering from the game. He said he is going to call, so we'll reschedule for a little bit later this hour. But, yeah, they're trying to reach out to him now, for those wondering if Andy distracted you with the poll talk.
Well, look, you got to go with where the show takes you. You got to go with where the music takes you. And in this particular case, that's where the music took me.
Oh, okay. Let's find our way back. Okay. let's come on back. Let's talk to sports and a little less Raj in the poll.
All right. We'll talk some sports. We'll talk some sports, but we're going to keep it weird. So weird sports, it apparently is on. Mike Tyson will be taking on Roy Jones Jr. in the exhibition. We are talking about folks aging well into their 50s. This is going to be a real test of that. We will talk about that next on the morning show, 710 ESPN. There we go. Little lips incorporated for everybody.
Yeah.
That's when I hear this song, real talk, I think I was born too late. This clearly needs to be the song playing every time I walk into a bar. This clearly needs to be the song that I get dressed to. This needs to be the song that I'm like, get ready to get in trouble. This needs to be the song playing in Med Man when I get ready to get a little smoky smoke. Like, this is a really, really good walking to do some damage song.
It's such a good song. Like, it is so great.
It is. Like, the only song from this era, AK, that I actually think is a little bit better than this is Car Wash.
Car Wash is pretty fantastic. Rolls Royce.
Car Wash is pretty great. Yeah, man.
That's a pretty fantastic song. You know what? I'm kind of mad at myself. I did not think about that song for my one-hit wonders. It didn't even occur to me. It should have. It's a great song.
It's a great song, man. It's a great song. I was dead set on having like one kind of vibe, which is why I kind of kept all the music I picked in one area. But like, if you wanted to go disco, oh, you could have killed it. But then
Car
you got to still rely upon Car Wash.
Car Wash was fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So what's going on? LZ, I think we could all agree 2020 has been a little weird. Fair statement to make. And just as a reminder of how off the rails 2020 has gone, it is now official. Mike Tyson will be fighting Roy Jones Jr. in an exhibition bout returning to the ring. Speaking on First Take on Thursday, Tyson said he is fighting, quote, because I can do it. And I believe other people believe they can do it too. Just because we are 54, it doesn't mean we have to start a new career and our lives are totally over. Tyson last fought 15 years ago, while Jones last appeared in a professional bout February 2018. Also, too, because that in and of itself isn't weird enough, we're going to have Nate Robinson, donkey to the former Shrek that was Big Baby, and YouTube star Jake Paul are going to be fighting on this undercard.
What?
Nate Robinson versus Jake Paul, who I believe he's not just a YouTube star. I believe he's a disgraced YouTube star. Let me make sure I got the right guy. I think he recently got...
What happened? What happened to this really cool event? What are they doing?
I told you it was suspect from the beginning.
What are they doing? No, you don't do that to this. No.
It was otherwise so classy before you brought in Nate Robinson and Jake Paul.
It was otherwise like an above board event. It's like resurrecting Prince and Michael Jackson, but opening act is going to be Right Said Fred. Like, you don't do that, man.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, and I am correct. He is a disgraced former YouTube star, among other issues. In 2018, TMZ unsurfaced a video in which he was using the N-word multiple times while rapping during a video, I guess, he created for himself, and that among many other things that Jake Paul has done that is bizarre, unacceptable behavior. He will be fighting Nate Robinson as your undercard, or part of the undercard. I'm sure they can find something else weird to add to it.
Oh, man. Now it feels like a carnival.
Was a carnival before, man. Come on. That thing was a straight. No. Yes, it was.
So before, it was about two aged superstars giving us one last go at what they did best. Jake Paul never did anything best at any point. He's 23. He's too young to do anything best at any point. So he's basically an eh. And then if you would have told me Nate Robinson was going to, like, do some dunks, I'd be down for it. If he told me that he was going to, you know, challenge T.O. to, like, a 40-yard sprint or something, I would be down for it. But come on, man. What is we doing? What is we doing? That's not dude, cool. I mean, listen, the video where Ryan Garcia punches Jake Paul, I like that. That was fun. That's a little stunt. Got some hits. It was fun. Move on. I don't want to see Jake Paul box Ryan Garcia. That's not fun. And I definitely don't want to see him fight like a basketball player. What's happening here?
Dude.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry. You're giving way too much credit to the freak show that was just Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr., as Travis would say. Easy for me to say. Yeah, that's a freak show,
why
dude.
Why is that a freak show?
Because Mike Tyson hasn't fought in 15 years. Mike Tyson in and of himself is often kind of a freak show. These guys are well past their primes. They're in a place where...
You know who else is well past their prime? You know who else is well past their prime? The Rolling Freaking Stones. But guess what? People still want to see them because they're the
Rolling
Freaking
Stones. Right, but they're not... Well, I was...
Mike Tyson's past his prime, but he did stuff when he was younger to expect a certain level of respect.
But here's the difference, though. Here's the difference. While there is a little bit of concern that when the Stones currently tour, that like Mick could hurt himself on stage doing the things that he does because at his age, they're pretty physically demanding. He's not putting himself actively in a position where he's saying, hurt me. Like the goal is to get hurt. Watching guys at that age box, it starts to become uncomfortable watching dudes like that actually put themselves in a position to get hurt. That, I'm sorry, man, my friend, that is a freak show. That is like the definition of a freak show.
I don't consider it a freak show because they're professional athletes and they know how to train and they know how to box. They're doing what they've always done. They just, what they can't do is continue to compete against much younger men. That doesn't mean that they can't compete. Those two should be conflated. Because Mike Tyson can't continue to box and challenge eventually like an Anthony Joshua or Deontay Wilder or something like that, that doesn't mean that he can't box anymore. It just means there becomes a point in time in which his age becomes an impediment to being able to continue to do what he's doing. But that doesn't mean what he's doing still isn't at an excellent, very, very high level.
Yeah, but I mean,
what they've added to this curiosity of two aged giants is a freak show. Because they've added two guys not known for anything they're about to do. And they're being paired with two men who were all-time greats at what they did. That's why it's a freak show now.
Yeah, but here's the difference.
What the hell is the background? Are you outside like dumping stuff in a truck or something?
No, Trashman came by. I unfortunately was not able to get up quick enough to close the windows. It is trash day in my neighborhood on Fridays. So let me adjust that window quickly. Let me take care of that.
Do you have do you separate your recyclables or are you just kind of like that one bag for all kind of people?
Oh, come on, man. Look at where we are in 2020. We all need to be doing our part to keep this, to keep this thing rolling, this operation called the Earth moving forward because
let me tell you something. Your plastic bottle of water is nothing compared to everything else that's going on in 2020. Dasani bottle is going to throw things off the axis.
LZ, I feel like we've reached a point where every little bit incrementally matters. Everything can just add up a little bit. Or maybe it's just giving myself false comfort that if I separate the recyclables from the non-recyclables. I'm doing just a slight little butterfly effect part to maybe get things a little bit more back on the rails. It's probably wrong, but it gives me a little bit of comfort during troubling times. Give me this, Elsie, please. Please give me this.
Fine.
All right.
There.
Speaking of people, by the way, who keep things on the rails and are not freak shows as athletes, Mark Anthony Kaye, midfielder for your LAFC. He will be joining us next.
Woo-hoo!
Hey!
LAFC and Portland last night, 2-2 draw, both advance into the knockout phase of the tournament. LAFC's next game, Seattle Sounders, Monday, July 27th, 8 p.m. local time. Can be seen on FS1, and it obviously can be heard right here on 710 ESPN. And it is time for the Max Show.
Woo-hoo!
Midfielder for your LAFC, Mark Anthony Kaye, joining us. How are you, man?
I'm good, guys. I missed my call time. You know, it's a.
Oh, you think? It's you're going to blame the time change, huh? The same time change that it was last week when you showed up on time. No, I know what happened. What happened was you scored a goal after you've been named captain, and now you're feeling yourself, and you're like, oh, I'll show you to show up.
No chance. It's tough sometimes to fall asleep after games, and, you know, I let this one slip. So that's my fault, guys. I apologize.
How stoked were you, though, like having that first goal? Even as somebody who's been, you know, in the league and stuff like that, and you're obviously used to doing this, like, is there still, though, a rush when you get that first goal of the season, like just experiencing that?
Yeah, you know, I think the way the game went last game where we beat the Galaxy 6-2, I felt like my performance wasn't the best. So I knew that, you know, I wanted to take some leadership on in this game, and trying to get a goal, you know, always helps calm the storm for your team. And to get that one in the way we had worked on it in training ground, it was just nice to see it hit the back of the net. And I just wanted us to continue off that momentum. So it was nice to get a goal early in the season. Yeah.
So is it normal now? The environment, the bubble, the lack of fans, not being in the bank. Is it now, does it feel normal or is it still weird?
No, it's still weird. It's still weird. I think it's just, I don't know. We've never been in a situation like this. So I don't think three games in will change your whole perspective on the tournament. But we're definitely adapting and we're growing in each game, which is important. But it's still very, very weird.
How confident do you feel, when talking with Mark Anthony Kaye, midfielder for your LAFC, about just the security of the bubble down there, and that ultimately this setup is going to allow you guys to finish the season and do everything that you guys want to do?
Yeah, I think at the beginning it was tough to have confidence in the bubble setup, you know, with all the teams that were testing positive, with Dallas and Nashville. But once those teams left and the tests were starting to come back all negative, it was good. And it gave the rest of the hotel and the players and staff a sense of calmness and, you know, actually being confident in the setup. So I think now it's obviously we still follow the protocols, but it's not as strenuous on the mind because, you know, there's no positive tests amongst the group.
Was there anything special about, you know, facing, you know, this team, given what happened to us with them last season?
Yeah, you know, obviously it's exciting whenever you get an opportunity to play your football against a team that, you know, took something big away from you, you know, especially at home last year. So, you know, we're very confident going into this game, and we're excited that we get an opportunity to play against Seattle, just like we're excited when we get to play the Galaxy. So it's going to be a good match, and everyone's riled up and ready to go.
What's the general vibe of the team right now? Just being in this situation together, where you guys are seeing so much of each other. You know, you're in each other's space this often. Like, what's the experience like in terms of how it affects your interaction as a team?
I think it's actually good. It forces you to, you know, engage with your teammates more, which will only benefit the overall group morale being here. So. We all know it's a tough time for each other, so I think it's better to lean on your teammates to get through these situations. But it's been good, you know. I think we've handled it very well. We're not always in each other's face and stuff, so you do have the time and space to get away and have your own room. But I think it's important to create even more of a team camaraderie in a tough time like this.
Mac, you and I have had conversations in the past about the movement right now, what we're witnessing with the protests. We both live downtown. We both have witnessed, if not walked with them. Where are you right now, spiritually, intellectually, when it comes to the way that sports is handling the extension of what you and I were talking about a few months ago?
Yeah, I think it's a good start. You know, I think it's important seeing all these different sports get involved in it and using their platform because they influence so many people. So I think it's still early to judge where they are and how positive the changes they're enforcing. But it's just that the conversation is being had. It's important, and I think it needs to keep going. You know, the MLS with the Black Players for Change, we're doing our part. And, you know, there's obviously the Black Players Coalition with the NFL and the NBA guys, too. So, like I said, it's important that we have started the conversation, but it's too early to judge to see what kind of impact we can create because there's still more time. Like, we still need more time to evaluate everything.
What are the sort of things that you're going to be looking for in terms of judging, okay, there is a real impact happening. Like I can feel things shifting, or I can feel like the message is actually really being received.
Yeah, I want to see serious responses and influence from these big organizations. You know, I think a lot of people think that if they just hop on the wave right now, you know, they're saving themselves. But, you know, longevity is very important in a fight like this. So I want to see people be consistent with their voices and, you know, with their resources. It can't just be a theme 1 month and then it's gone the next month. So I'll be judging it based on, you know, over a consistent period of time doing stuff with their resources.
What are you doing with the team that you're on?
With my team right now, we're trying to figure out how and where we want the Black Players for Change, which direction we want them to go in. You know, we'll have a focus group in the next couple of days. It's been tough with the different schedules here in Orlando, with teams leaving and teams staying. So right now with us, it's not even as a team, as LAFC. It's the group of guys. We're trying to do it together with the Black Players for Change. There's no more working individually as a team. I think we've set up a good support system where, you know, we all take control and charge of certain situations in our home markets, but we're just trying to figure out the best way to go about it in the most efficient way. So we're still trying to figure out where our views are going to be aligned. And that's what I'm saying. It's so early right now that we don't want to jump the gun and do something that we could have done better if it was planned a little bit better.
Mark Anthony Kay. Sorry, LZ, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask him if he had a jukebox that was full of one-hit wonders.
That's exactly where I was going.
What's the one song you want to play?
The one song I want to play? Like, for any?
Yes. Like, it's there's a jukebox, and there's only one-hit wonders in this jukebox.
Can only be one-hit wonders. Only one-hit wonders.
I would say probably Ice Ice Baby.
You do realize this is the last time you're going to be on the show, right?
Hey,
like, there was only one wrong answer.
One hit wonder. When I was growing up, that was like the one hit wonder. You know what I mean? Nothing. That guy didn't do anything after that.
Some would argue he was barely doing anything during that, much less afterwards.
That song was just paraded through my youth, and, you know, it's imprinted in my mind as a one hit wonder.
Now, was it big enough?
Can you flow a little bit?
Say it again.
Can you give us a flow real quick? Can you flow a little bit? Can you give us some words, bars?
That's a lot of asking of me right now. I'm like still trying to get up out of bed.
Was Ice Ice Baby big enough for you, Mark, that you ended up seeing Cool as Ice in the theaters? Remember the Vanilla Ice movie that he did? His starring
role? No, I never saw the movie. No way.
You're not missing much.
You can come back on the show, man. Okay. That was the right answer.
All right. Mark Anthony K., LAFC midfielder, next game Monday, the 27th of July against Seattle, 8 o'clock local time. Obviously, can be heard right here on 710 ESPN. Appreciate it, man. Stay safe down there.
Thank you, guys. Stay safe too. Keep doing what you guys are doing.
Well, he almost did lose his privileges with Ice Ice Baby, didn't he?
Man, when he said that, I was like, "See, the only reason why I didn't go off because he's Canadian, and they do things differently up there. That's the only reason why I didn't go off." But he made up for it by admitting that he didn't see the movie.
Yeah, I actually have seen the movie, and man, it makes the rest of Vanilla Ice's career look strong, man. That is a bad, bad movie. All right, coming up next, we will be joined by Michael Thompson. Time for a little Father Knows Best, but first, Karen K, traffic update.
I saw that movie too. Oh my God. Hey, let's go to it was awful. Culver City, the 405 northbound right at National Boulevard crash, taking away the off ramp and also checking out a crash through Sylmar. Actually, they're clearing that as I speak to you. So that's good news. The 5 southbound right before the 405, it's backing up your drive from the 210. This report sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Save an extra 50% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more. Karen K, 710 ESPN.